seems to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Dudley Dietrich, and we're going to be talking about the situation in the Near East, the Middle East. Douglas certainly we've had on before. We've read his book, and we had the opportunity to meet him at the conspiracy conference where he had a table. Good morning, Douglas. How are you today?
Fine, sir. Thank you. Much the better for being here, and I appreciate your having me.
And, of course, you've written, you actually gave a talk there at the conference. And why don't you sort of pick up this story, because I was quite intrigued by the message, by the slides that you had that went with that talk. So what is the basic thrust of this message?
The basic thrust, sir, is that with the new demographic apocalypse, which you were kind enough to allow me to speak of before through your forum to your wonderful audience, with that new change in demographics worldwide, we have a change in the religious dynamics of the world around us. Because of the decline of the state as we enter a new dark age, based on the changes in demography that have led to the decline of civilization as we have known it. It's no longer a clash of civilizations as was articulated by Mr. Huntington in his book by that title. Rather, it is the collapse of one civilization to be placed or replaced by new cultures. And these cultures are profoundly alien, and one of the ways that their impact will manifest will be in the new dark age, which is already upon us. And in the last dark age, it was defined by a man's religion. There was no such thing as politics in the last dark age, and past is prelude. A man's religion was his politics. One lived or died as a Christian or a Muslim in the Mediterranean world. One, even within those cultures of Christendom. And that was the closest we had to a concept of Europe at that point in history. On all maps or charts or within the nomenclature or the vernacular of the populations of the time, there was no such thing as the continent of Europe. There was simply the concept of Christendom. Now Europe is a very secular continent, and it's very open to the inroads of a religion which never became secular, which was Islam. And they have not had a renaissance. They have not had a rehabilitation of the religion to accommodate modernity. They are still within that last dark age, which is every reason, the primary reason, why the new dark age will emulate the last. But the primary thrust of what you were kind enough to listen to, and certainly my presentation was in no way, shape, or form as important as the Agenda 21 in some respects, but the Agenda 21 was covering the machinations of ideologues of a more modern or postmodern ideology, an ideology born of the educated and the overeducated and the elite. What we are seeing here is something that will tear the world asunder based on the uneducated and the masses. And in terms of what I'm speaking of with this new dark age of religious warfare, we're in it now. And with your kind permission, sir, I'd like to speak to some of the symptoms of how we're in it now, such as some of the strange new religions that people are entirely unaware of.
All right, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. In terms of the symptoms of the new dark age of religious warfare, one of the reasons why Islam has been able to make such a tremendous amount of inroads is because of the American and Western moral equivalency and their self-degradation, their self-loathing, if you will. In the West, Christianity is often blamed for the last dark age. Amongst the educated elite, I have seen charts about the great gaping hole left in the advance of civilization by what they refer to as the Christian dark ages, in which they say that if it were not for this religious superstition, we would be exploring the galaxy by now. A great example of this would be, of all places, at the the School of Advanced Military Studies, SAMS, which was established in 1987. It produced within that decade or half decade a good amount of what they referred to as quote-unquote Jedi Knights or indoctrinated military personnel. This is located in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, remember, in the heartland of the United States, what was once known as the center of American culture in terms of how we identified it. Now, these so-called Jedi Knights were part of the Operation Desert Storm, which I was also a part of. And what kind of instruction did a lot of these people get at the School of Advanced Military Studies in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas? Well, here's some quotations, or a singular quotation, from Lieutenant Colonel Timothy Challen, which says it all. And his last name is spelled Challans, for those who want to verify what I'm saying. He said, "The Bible is one of the most genocidal books ever written. The necessary illusion propagated currently is that the Islamic faith is somehow more dangerous and violent than the Christian faith. I would argue that all of the Abrahamic religions are equally dangerous because they are all based on faith, which is, by definition, the lack of reason." And that's an exact quotation from Lieutenant Colonel Timothy Challen. And with this kind of indoctrination, these were the men that were the high officers, the educated elite, who led us in Desert Storm. And you can imagine where our military is today in terms of conflict with militant Islam, an Islam that has no sense of moral equivalency, where they do believe their cause is just and right. How does this manifest? Well, it manifests itself in the manufacture of what has created the latest wave of zombie attacks, as they are popularized in the media, which they are assuming, probably quite correctly, are created by the new street drug known as bath salts. These bath salts are manufactured by overwhelmingly Pakistani chemists. And I can tell for a fact, speak of this for a fact, I've been all over the world on mercenary and security enforcement contracts. I have an affiliate of mine, a fellow writer. He's an author by the name of David West. And people can look up his works. He's been more famous for writing historical fiction based on intensive research of the pre-biblical era in historical novels such as Heroes of the Fallen.
Hang on to that thought.
Yes, sir.
Thought. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Street Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, I understand. Basically, what's going on in the world is there's a plan to go to war with the Muslim world. Now, this is all being engineered. You have to understand that we create our enemies. You go into the background of communism, it was financed from the United States and encouraged and certainly helped at every turn from people in the United States. But you had to have an external enemy so people could not see the enemy within. Even more frightening is when you contemplate World War II, and certainly not only before the war, but during the war, it was American corporations that built the weapons of warfare for the Nazis. Remember, Adolf Hitler came to power in a bankrupt country in 1933. There was no way that they were in a position to start a war with the world. But American corporations were there, General Motors, General Electric, Ford, AT&T, IBM, 100 American corporations building the weapons so we could have a war with Germany. Why? Because our leaders wanted that war to bring about a world government. Well, I remember going to Colonel House's papers at Georgetown University, finding a letter written by the American ambassador, William Dodd, to Colonel House in 1936, saying, why the American corporations, you know, over here building up, Adolf Hitler, 100 American corporations, building up the Nazi movement. Nobody wants a war here. There's no profit to be made. Why are the American corporations building up the Nazis? Well, it was quite obvious. We wanted a war. You have to have an enemy before you can have a war, and out of that war was to come out the United Nations, the one world government. And when that failed, why, of course, World War III, which is imminent and which we're already engaged in, became a necessity. And we've already now taken Egypt and Tunisia and Libya. We're in the process of taking over Syria and turning them over to the Muslim Brotherhood, that was created back in 1928 by our own and the British intelligence agencies and the Vatican working together. We've created this enemy. We certainly in Turkey, the Lebanon are already in the camp. We are creating the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the coming great war against the Muslim world. You have to understand that to understand what's going on today, but they don't want you to understand that. They want you to think, oh, the Muslims are our enemy. Well, there are some that are radical, a few of them. But remember, there are very, very few Islamic terrorists. That's why Israel recently had to have released 1,027 hardcore Islamic terrorists to get one Israeli soldier released. Why? Because you have to have an enemy to sell the public as if you are at war with an enemy. We're creating the enemy. Well, now we've released the 1,027, or Israel has released 1,027 terrorists, and now they will have somebody to fight against. It's what it's all about. But there has to be this perception, and they're giving us the perception as well, that the Islamic world is our enemy. Should we disagree with them over the lies that we should be doing is being over there, certainly going to war with the Islamic world, because when you enter a war like that, you never know how it's going to end up. Douglas, go right ahead with the story.
Thank you, sir. I very much appreciate that. And it's something that I need to point out is that there is a tremendous obfuscation of the issue by the media when they concentrate very much on the foreign fronts. And on the foreign fronts is where we do have CIA-backed creation of dissension and civil war in many places within Southwest Asia, Mediterranean Asia, Northern Africa. And the end result is more and more al-Qaeda-style governments. But the al-Qaeda-based governments, where do they source from? Where is their financing? Something that Dr. Monteith would certainly agree with, an enormous amount of it comes out of the higher educated areas of Europe. Most of their engineers for the terrorism come out of German education, are products of German education, where they go to be educated in technology. And most of their organization and leadership comes out of London. And it's referred to vernacularly as Londonistan. And to show how many people are there, people do not believe me, there are illegal immigrants in the United Kingdom, just as there are in the United States. There are enough to the point where there are vast areas of London, which is an extremely large city, one of the largest in the world, and there are many areas of London and Manchester that are over 40% Islamic, and in some cases 100% Islamic within certain ethnic enclaves. And as a result, the United Kingdom, which has been the source of the Magna Carta and much of the litigious civilization that comprises the United States concept or legal paradigm today, they've actually allowed Islamic couples or in domestic situations, Islamic families, to utilize Sharia law. Now, to put this into perspective for you, the legal custom of Sharia allows a victim's family to choose the murderer's punishment. And since 1990, in many countries around the world, both crucifixion and boiling in oil have been chosen and lawfully administered. Now, if that's coming to the United Kingdom, you can imagine what's coming to the United States. Within 100 years, demographically, because of the enormous demographic changes which I've spoken of in the northern tier of nations of our planet, you're going to have a majority Islamic population in the United States. That almost certainly is not going to happen because our civilization will crash first. What's one of the symptoms of that crash? One of them is the new type of street drugs. Well, who is manufacturing such things, these really hard-level street drugs that have produced the so-called zombie attacks that have been popularized as such in the media? Pakistani street chemists, as they call them, and certainly an affiliate of mine was working with packing back when it was legal, some aspects of what was known as spice. This was an artificial THC, or which was just like acid on paper, treated on very thin paper that people could smoke or put in their brownies, etc., and it created the effects of marijuana. Now, he stopped packing this when it became illegal, and it went directly after that into packing bath salts, which he was not involved with, but a friend of his became involved with it, and they wore full rubber hazmat suits, if they could, because it absorbs topically. And what we're talking about with the bath salts that are manufactured by these Pakistani street chemists, and when it's made illegal, they'll manufacture something else. There are any number of chemical combinations that can make people high. You just work on manufacturing them, selling them, telling people that they should not eat or ingest them. The spice was being sold as an incense, but everyone smoked it. In this case, we're talking about MDPV, and I'm going to count on the good doctor. I was educated at UCSF with a master's degree equivalent in terms of credit in medical journalism, but of course, Dr. Stanley Monteith has a full MD from UCSF. you can help correct me in this, but methadrone, which is what MDPV stands for, is technically methylenedioxypyrovalerone. And what this does is it basically drives people to the insanity, which we have seen because it's tainted with any number of chemicals that are put into it. Now, this truly is a new attack or a continuous attack on the Islamic front of subversion. They have no qualms against selling drugs to the infidel, bringing the infidel down. This is why with the CIA, when it was supporting Al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Afghanistan, was selling drugs into Soviet Central Asia, which helped to eviscerate the Soviet economy and ultimately helped to lead to its collapse. So it's a warning that this same agency is now being used at our soft underbelly. Please keep this in mind. Now, there are other religions that are equally alien. Most people don't understand that within these same inner cities, such as Miami, where the most spectacular zombie attack took place, that is a hotbed of Aurora Shango, or Cuban voodoo. And this has been practiced by many of the people in New York City due to Puerto Rican immigration. It's been practiced by many people in Miami due to Cubano immigration, in Los Angeles due to Mexicano immigration, and south of the border, over 60 million people. South of the border and across the Atlantic in Africa, over 60 million people practice voodoo, which is known as voodoo in the United States. And it's one of the fastest growing religions in the world. It's a very alien religion to most Westerners. And one of the reasons that it is that it's growing so fast is because it's exploding in the inner cities where these new ethnic enclaves and populations are expanding in terms of population. So with this as a new front on the new religious warfare that many people are entirely unaware of. So one of the things I did at the presentation was to explain some of the alienness of this new religion of voodoo. We're talking about, in contrast to Judeo-Christian understanding, demons within the African cosmology from which voodoo derives are responsible for retributive justice. They're regarded as powerful spirits, and basically they are looked on as some as well-meaning as others are evil. So many people have a different view of them as an integral part of life, as opposed to something that is antithetical to one's spiritual existence. This is so important to emphasize.
I really think it's important that people understand that there really are powerful spiritual forces. This is not imaginary. There are dark forces you can tap into. You don't want to, but they're real, and there is power there for you. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir, and thank you for that, Doctor, because that brings us back on track to the strategic perspective. People can look this publication up. It was published by the Strategic Studies Institute. The author was Phil Williams, and Phil Williams wrote a study known as, titled, From the New Middle Ages to a New Dark Age, The Decline of the State. Now, the Strategic Studies Institute is a think tank funded by the United States government. What they have informed the United States government is we are in the New Dark Age. The world as we knew it is over. And in terms of the domestic front, let's take a look at some of these new, foreign, very strange, alien religions that are a product of American culture. The United States military, when anyone serves in it, takes an oath against enemies, foreign and domestic. Now, because of the freedom of religion, we never viewed ourselves as a crusader nation like the Europeans, who developed a class of knights who were sworn to defend Christendom. Instead, America has a freedom of religion, and our own troops have been subverted by many of the kinds of satanic philosophies, literally satanic, that have been propagated by Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino back when he was active, retired a full bird colonel, and what we are left with now is a wide open and vulnerable nation. What kind of religions have developed there? Well, in 1928, Edward Bernays, Bernays, wrote a book called Propaganda in 1928, in which he stated the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. So that's an actual quote. And in terms of powers and principalities, what comes out of that? Well, They've developed a nation of Americans and American culture that confuses celebrity with divinity. This is why when they made movies like Joan of Arc, Dustin Hoffman portrayed God. This is why Shirley MacLaine played an angel who provided Joan of Arc with her sword of justice in a TV miniseries. The end result is, well, when you have propaganda masquerading as spirituality or as a religion, what kind of results do you get? You get the Hollywood religion like Scientology. Now, in terms of Scientology, what is it that all cults will tell you? Basically the opposite of what an engineer tells you. An engineer will tell you form follows function. Within these new cults arising in America that have gained an enormous sway on popular imagination through their celebrity proponents, they will tell you that function follows form. If you look it, it will come. If you play rich, wealth will come. The end result has been an explosive growth of ideology like Scientology that basically propagates amongst the actors and the actresses because it's basically saying that show overcomes substance. And with that kind of massive growth in the United States of propaganda masquerading as religion, we have an enormous threat domestically on the spiritual front. That is the other side of the coin.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Douglas Dietrich right here at the American Center.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
One of the hardest things for the American public to understand is that we create enemies. It was powerful Americans who created and financed the worldwide communist movement. And of course, then we had to have a war with communism, and we fought all sorts of minor skirmishes with communism throughout the world. A no-win war in Vietnam, and a no-win war in Korea. But we had to have this communist enemy to unite the people behind our government to protect us from communism. And then, of course, we had the Nazi movement. Oh, the terrible Nazis. But who financed the Nazis? Why, we did. 100 American corporations over in Germany building the weapons for the Nazis, not only before, but during World War II. And if you haven't read Professor Sutton's work on Wall Street, The Rise of Hitler, John Loftus's work, America's Nazi Secret, Charles Higham, Trading with the Enemy. We have these books. We have certainly my interview with Professor Sutton on the best enemies we could buy. We have my interviews with John Loftus, and they are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And we financed the Nazi movement from its very inception. And now, of course, and remember, it was Prescott Bush, George W. Bush's grandfather, Herbert Walker Bush's father, who was indicted because his law firm, his financial firm, Brown Brothers Harriman, was actually financing the Nazis all during World War II. After all, if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war? And now we're preparing for a war with the Muslim world. And we're creating, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood. And it has getting all these various countries over there together in preparation for the coming war. If you're out there in the listening audience, begin to look at what's going on, understanding we're creating another enemy, the best enemy our tax dollars can buy in preparation for a coming great war with the Muslim world. Once you understand that, what's going on makes sense. Otherwise, you're going to be swept right along with everybody else into thinking, oh, yes, the terrible Muslim enemy. And, of course, we disagree with the Muslim faith. But, of course, it is being used to rally the people behind the government that will protect us from this terrible threat of the Muslim faith that we are creating and financing and certainly bringing together under the Muslim Brotherhood. Go ahead, Doug, let's take up the story. And before we go on, how can people get your material?
Thank you so much for asking, sir. I very much appreciate that because you and I both worked at ConspiracyCon together in trying to bring awareness and certainly always refer to Dr. Stan Monteith's works. Mine can be found at www.douglasdietrich.com. Douglas is spelled with one S. The last name Dietrich is spelled just like the famous actress Marlena Dietrich, who is a distant relative of mine. Just put the words diet and rich together. So douglasdietrich.com. We are discontinuing our DVD package as soon as all of these currently remaining DVD sets are gone. They will never be reissued again as the one DVD, Roswell and the Rising Sun, which led directly to my mother's death. That's a totally different story. Will analog into printed text format, will probably be undergoing cinematic exposure at some point soon to counter military industrial propaganda films like Independence Day, the Battle of Los Angeles. While I anticipate relating materials pertinent to the content of the other DVD in the set, Satan's Crusaders, on delivering the open presentation of the first ever summit of its kind, the Super Soldier Summit number 1, convening at San Rafael in California's Marin County on Saturday, June 23rd of this month. Please reference www.supersoldiersummit.com for related details. And towards this end, we're offering 2 DVDs for the price of 1 until depletion of supply. Very much thank you for giving me the opportunity to allow your audience to be aware of that, Dr. Monteith. And with your permission, I'd like to talk about, you were kind enough to bring up the communism, which is an anti-religion and anti-theism. With your permission, I'll discuss a comparison between that and the kind of atheistic capitalism that has been promoted by philosophers like Ayn Rand in the United States today.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. what Dr. Montes referred to with the funding of the international communist movement by our educated, or a better way of saying it would be overeducated, elites, has been made all too plain by what was, in reality, a third world war, what Americans propagandized as the Cold War. And it was a war with many fronts, Vietnam, Korea, Afghanistan. Millions of people died. The Soviet Union collapsed in poverty and depletion of population due to safe, legal, and even more so than the United States, state-sponsored abortion in the nation of the Soviet Union. At this point of the Soviet history, or starting in the 90s, when Mikhail Gorbachev took over as the premier of the Soviet Union, that nation was the only country to be conducting research into infant retardation due to intoxication of the father at the moment of conception. And it was the only country that needed to, because life was so miserable that every man was drunk every hour of the day. Well, now the rate of annual population loss in the Soviet Union has been more than double the rate of loss during the period of Stalinist repression and mass famine in the first half of the 1930s. There's been nothing like this in the thousand-year history of Russia, because every single Russian female averages statistically around 6 abortions. And the end result is that their population is such steep decline that the entire continent of Eurasia, from the northern tier above China all the way towards Moscow, is becoming an empty space, as depopulated, ultimately perhaps, as Antarctica. They are flirting with extinction. These changes in population lead to changes in the religious composition of our world around us. Now, thanks to the tireless efforts of American evangelicals, there's been much advance of Christianity in the colored world. That's what's going to happen with the new Christendom, the new face of Christendom. In the old Christendom of Europe, they held on strategically, hoping for relief from the siege of Islam due to a letter that was delivered to Emmanuel of Constantinople in 1165 that was from the Miraj, or Prester John, an African king who had converted to Christianity, Epistola Presbyteri Johannes. And that was the face of colored Christendom back in those days, a shining light of hope for Europe under siege. The new face of Christendom in South America, Africa, and Asia is again very much a colored Christendom, and overwhelmingly Christianity is having more and more of a colored face. Now, what's going on back where the evangelicals live in the United States? Here on the home front, we have a new type of capitalism that is not the capitalism of the Puritan work ethic or the Protestant work ethic that was known to the Republic for about well over 200 years, long before the Constitutional Republic. Indeed, if you go back to the Puritans who landed at Plymouth Rock, you could say that for over 200 years, America was a theocracy. But today, since Ayn Rand's life, her first name is spelled A-Y-N, last name Rand, like the Rand Corporation. Ayn Rand, who's now passed, who's now deceased, she provided an ideal of atheistic capitalism. Now, communism was antitheistic, but this new capitalism...
Hold that thought.
Yes.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. During these trying times, our troops need our help more than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low. Just one pint of blood can save the life of a serviceman. So give the gift of life, give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it saves lives. That's from Frontier Self-Storage in Johnstown, serving our listeners with quality service, reliability, and integrity. They care about your total satisfaction. Remember, you're a friend, and your patronage is valued and catered to. That's Frontier Self-Storage at 205 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
Well, I guess this morning is that the Cleveland Council. I spoke at a recent conspiracy conference, and we had a chance to meet him. We've had him on before, but he is putting together material going into the background of what's going on today. Go ahead, pick up the story there.
Yes, sir. And what I was speaking of was as opposed to the antitheism or the religion of godlessness, if one will accept the term, a faith in that which destroys any concept of the divinity. That was what promoted and propagated and drove the Soviet Union into the verge of the extinction of the Russian population, which promoted that very ideology. Now, when you turn towards America of today, Ayn Rand was a refugee from that antitheism. She came as a Russian emigre to the United States and formulated the concept of an atheistic capitalism. Now, one of the greatest proponents of her ideology, one of the greatest students of her antitheology, was Alan Greenspan. He wound up, in a very real sense, controlling the American economy for quite some time and promoted many of Ayn Rand's works, such as The Virtue of Selfishness, which was this kind of sociopathic, atheistic, capitalist ideology, the logic of a social Darwinist, the logic of a robber baron. And the end result has been the economy of America today, an economy in shambles. And this is something which most Americans are unfamiliar with, that at this point in their cultural history, the capitalist ideal has become as atheistic as that of the communist ideal. So it's within this moral and spiritual vacuum that Americans today face a choice of what is it that the new Christendom is going to manifest itself as. I'm sorry, sir?
Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Is America essentially a Christian nation, or is it a multicultural nation? Now, when I speak of this, it is always, always impacted by the effects of the demographic apocalypse, which I spoke of at ConspiracyCon and the 2012 summit, which I was speaking at. And it was the PowerPoint presentation for that delivery that Dr. Stanley Monteith was reviewing. And hopefully there's some way he might be able to put some of those images on his website for members of our audience to see eventually, but certainly the demographic maps alone or the population maps alone are enough to shock anyone just by the visual impact. And certainly I very much appreciate Dr. Monteith giving me the opportunity to speak to these issues of enormous changes in our spiritual dynamics and our religious dynamics on this forum. I would really like to ask you, Dr. Monteith, to basically guide me from this point forward as the adult supervision and basically take the conversation to directions that you feel are pertinent on the basis of some of what you saw with my PowerPoint or the slide. I think I've covered some of the general aspects of our strategic impact of changes in religion and demography, but I know that you had many observations yourself that could help me drive the points home to the audience even further.
Well, I think it's important that people understand we're being constantly manipulated. And, of course, at the present time, the people who control our government have an intense hatred of Christianity, which is why we've taken prayer and God and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, why Christian chaplains in the military are no longer allowed to pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and military commanders cannot lead in prayer, why a Christian in both Afghanistan and in Iraq, why we've installed governments under Sharia law, and of course Sharia law is Muslim law. We've installed that. That's the basis of their structure of government, where of course Christianity is a second-rate religion. We've driven all of the Christians out of Afghanistan. We have driven almost all of the Christians out of Iraq. This is not accidental. This is official American policy. The average American doesn't understand. We still consider ourselves a Christian nation, and yet our true leaders have an intense hatred of Christianity, and we're doing everything they can to destroy it. And I think this is what the American people must understand. And that's why it's illegal today to have a prayer in our schools. I mean, it's all right to open Congress with a prayer. It's all right to open the Supreme Court with a prayer. But don't you dare have a prayer in school today. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a war against Christianity. Until people understand that, nothing makes sense. Would you agree with that, Douglas?
Absolutely, and you've helped to get me back on track in terms of an aspect of the new dark age of religious warfare that is so important, far more important than people realize. What we have existed in is a technological matrix for a fairly short period of time. This advent of the technological matrix in which we've ensconced ourselves is an aberration in human development. The vast majority of human civilization has been a civilization without the type of high technology that we have today. And with the impact of new cultures and new religions in America and the West, this technology is going to decline. And I can assure you it will ultimately crash. You don't need an EMP or an electromagnetic pulse. All you need is not enough educated people to maintain the net, and people of a different culture to maintain the net. The primary or preponderance of engineers, aside from Chinese or East Asians such as Taiwanese, I was born in the nation of Taiwan myself, the preponderance of engineers dealing with software come from Pakistan, which is simply South Asians that converted to Islam during the Mughal dynasty over India, or they come from India itself. Now, India is the largest nation in the world at this point, thanks to China's one-child policy. Its population is crashing in China. So India is the largest nation in the world in terms of population by this point. It is the largest English-speaking nation in the world. It is the largest democracy in the world. It takes democracy to insane extremes. The Communist Party is allowed to run in India. You have areas of India under communist economics and others under capitalist economics. It's a nightmare. Beyond that, most importantly, India is the largest pagan nation on earth. And when you combine India with other nations that are shamanistic or syncretic in their religious beliefs...
We're going to have to let you go, Douglas. Thank you very much. We appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Dan here, what you must understand is we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, for the survival of Christian civilization. And Christianity is under attack from within today. America, the people who control America, have an intense hatred of Christianity. And, of course, they have placed their people into key positions within the court system, within industry, within our educational system. Everything is designed to destroy our faith in God. You go to college today. Purpose of college is not to educate you, it's to turn you against God. And this is what happened when I went to college 60 years ago. And you must understand, I think my book of the Brotherhood of Darkness gives you a fairly good overview of what is happening, and of course of the dark spiritual forces which are aligned against Christianity today. So I recommend my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But there really is this vast network of people who have taken control of our government. We have a visible government everybody sees, but we have an invisible government. And they're the ones who really control what's going on. And they control certainly the military. They control our banking system. There are only six large major banks that control 60-70% of the finances of our nation. The American corporations, most of the key ones are tied in to the Brotherhood of Darkness. That's why, for instance, when you call AT&T or your phone service, they'll understand, do you want your message in English or in Spanish? Why? Because they want, of course, to convert us into a multicultural, multilingual nation, divide and conquer. That's why they're doing everything they can to create racial hatred between white and black and black and Hispanic. They know exactly what they're doing, divide and conquer, and use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on the dark secret, and to get the syllabuses to go with them. And then get my more recent DVD, Dangerous Deception, which is my interview with Norman Dodd, director of research for the Reese Committee that investigated the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations half a century ago and found out that their purpose was to destroy Christianity. So basically, Dangerous Deception, Forbidden Secret, Dark Secret, Brotherhood of Darkness. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. There is a conspiracy against Christianity today. It is at the highest levels of our government. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. We hope that you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us finance our 70 outlets that we have. where at least once a week somebody hears the truth about this spiritual battle that is being fought and waged for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radiowdb.com. And so until Monday, we'll be back with you again. May the Lord be with you.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.